unlike a lot of the guys on the crew, this is not my first trip to North Dakota. It's actually my third. It is my first time around North Dakota State. I've been here since Tuesday, and I'll really echo Lee, but more directly, starting with how fabulous Ryan has been, BG has been with all the things we asked him to do at the Dome. The vibe around practice, which I was at on Tuesday, was fantastic. We interviewed, helped me, Ryan, you know, 8 or 9 players. You know, we interviewed Marcus Williams, Brock, obviously, Grant, Billy Turner. We interviewed Keller, the kicker. We interviewed your...
Brandon Pierre.
By the way, who... I think said one of the kindest things anyone could ever say about any town or city. He said he took a visit here, and more than anywhere else he'd ever been, the warmth of the people convinced him that this is where he wanted to be, where he wanted to play, where he wanted to spend years of his life. And if that doesn't say something about the quality of a city and its people, I don't know what does. It's been an overwhelmingly positive week for me. I got to ride on a bison ranch and have our gator bucked by a ton plus bison while we were doing that. Hopefully that will never make air because it's vaguely terrifying. But I've just it's been a fantastic experience, and the program is just a great, great program to be around. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
What surprised you most, Tom, when you got here, talking, just being around the program?
I don't know if it was a surprise, but being around practice, it was so easy to see the joy of the players. Sometimes at the biggest levels of college football or any sport, you see a sense of entitlement. There is no sense in that direction whatsoever around the Bison program. I think that comes from Coach Bowl. It comes from a great coaching staff. But it also comes from the great fuel that a lot of these players get from the Bison chip on their shoulder, which is, you might have overlooked me. I'm here to announce you might have missed something. We had a number of players from Brock on down, and I'm sure all of you have heard sentiments and feelings in that direction about, you know, I think I could have played in the FBS, and I could have played well, but this is where I'm at, and playing as well as I have has been a thrill. I'm going to probably get nervous and break into a flop sweat because Chris Fowler is here right now.
What is going on here?
And the, and the pressure I now feel is immense. So a couple of more questions, and then we'll get the superstar in here for you. Yeah, you're just going to get destroyed now. Destroyed.
Tom, you've been to the Alabamas, the Ohio States. What's the difference behind the scenes a little bit? You got to see practice, you know, the program. Were you allowed to be embraced more? Would you be more, I guess, involved?
I'll tell you this. I'll echo what Lee Fitting said, and I mean it as earnestly as anybody, because we asked more of Ryan than we maybe ask of any SID and his staff, because we're having to build a lot of things from scratch. Yes, we've had we've really enjoyed broadcasting the playoff games and the championship games that the Bison have won, but there's a lot that we don't have that we really needed. A simple thing like asking Coach Bowl to wear a microphone in practice and be wired, we do that a lot. But in this case, that can't really be supplemented with a library of ISO footage from games, you know, that date back a long way. We needed that. Coach Bowl wore the microphone the entire practice. There was great access to the players. We asked them to do a lot. You'll see a little bit of this in the feature. And hopefully they enjoy it when they see it. They indulged us quite a bit with their time.
How does this story compare to Simon? You've done some amazing stories. How does this compare? And what was it like doing something kind of maybe a lot different than what you typically do?
I think Lee said it really well when he said it. It's a great when you come to a place and you learn, and I think I've learned a lot. Again, starting with the great fun we had on the pronunciation, me being the rank outsider by saying it as it at least appears to be spelled and then being slapped down repeatedly over and over and being told I'm an interloper, an outsider, and an ignoramus because I say bison, and being told definitively, you moron, it is bison, and on from there. I learned a lot about the players. I learned a lot about Coach Bowl, and our feature story that I contributed to the show here talks a little bit about some of the things we hope the country will learn, whether it be the fact that the kicker has four toes on his kicking foot, to the fact that there are players from Hawaii and Florida that have come to Fargo to play.
What's the biggest thing you hope people, the national viewer, can take away from your guys' time here and you hope to illustrate for them?
I think the point we heard most is probably a point Chris has heard, and I know it's one that Lee heard, and it's about what the perception is here, that whatever the gap is perceived to be between FBS and FCS, it is shrinking. And there's a great pride on the FCS side in doing everything that can be done to close that gap. I go back to the chip on the shoulder feeling and how much fuel I think the entire division gets out of that, but the notion that an elite program, which is trying to three-peat, which is an incredible feat, again, a program that's won 10 titles, that we've just, I've learned a whole lot.